any discriminatory conduct and was not seeking monetary damages or the cancellation of federal funding. Harvard did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a bill that bans transgender people from using bathrooms that align with their gender identity. Zane Irwin has this report on yesterday's veto.
The Republican-dominated state legislature likely has the votes to override Kelly's veto and force the bill into law. It would affect government buildings, including public schools. Individuals who are accused of using bathrooms that don't match their sex assigned at birth could face fines and criminal charges. Supporters say the bill serves to protect women and girls in private spaces. Critics reject that argument. They say the policy threatens the personal safety and freedoms of transgender people. Legislative leaders passed the bill using a procedure known as gut and go, which avoids the standard process for public comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Activists say they're disappointed after Kansas lawmakers did not vote on a bill aimed at preventing sexual abuse. The bill is called Aaron's Law. It would require school districts to teach students how to identify and report sexual abuse. House Education Committee Chair Susan Estes deferred a vote on the bill. She says the free coursework offered by the Aaron's Law group is not yet accredited. Kim Bergman is with the group Protecting Kansas Children from Sexual Predators.
We are not saying that anyone should use any specific curriculum, that we would leave that up to each district to choose what curriculum they use.
Bergman says the group is still exploring ways to pass the bill this year. At least 38 other states have adopted Aaron's Law.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
We have a rainy day in store. Widespread rain throughout the KPR listening area this morning. Highs today in the low to mid 50s, not a whole lot warmer than we are right now. A 30% chance of rain tonight. Lows in the low 40s. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the lower 60s. It's rainy and 51 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, screening two documentaries about artist Jimmy Sutomo Mirakatani at Liberty Hall on February 20th at 7 p.m. Exhibition and event information available at spencerart.ku.edu.
I love the theater. Broadway shows, community theater, high school drama, the whole works. But when is live theater not really theater? That story coming up. We'll talk about a new play, an arc, a mixed reality play. Is it theater? We'll find out just ahead on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib visits with Wall Street Journal pollsters John Anzalone and Adam Geller, February 26th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community when you make a gift through your will. Find out more by talking with your legal or financial advisor or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll join us in just 2 weeks as we're celebrating 30 years of music on the Retro Cocktail Hour. February 27th and 28th, it's a weekend packed with parties and live music, including the jazz of Nutty and Exotica Cocktail. For a complete schedule of our Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend and to get your tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. And we'll see you at the end of the month in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
It'd be a disaster.
I'm Emily Kwong. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple platforms. It's free at your app store, and you can take Kansas Public Radio with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Arden Cho, star of K-pop Demon Hunters, stops by to play Not My Job. That's ahead coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We've still got some light rain throughout the KPR listening area. A rainy day in store, at least until around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Highs not a lot warmer than we are right now, with highs in the low to mid-50s. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from CAP, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
And this NPR station is Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib visits with Wall Street Journal pollsters John Anzalone and Adam Geller February 26th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We have a rainy Valentine's Day morning, at least. It looks like it might clear off a bit this afternoon, then a 30% chance of rain tonight as well. Highs today, not a lot warmer than we are right now, in the low 50s. For tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. It's raining in 52 in Manhattan, 52 and raining in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Nagin Farsad, filling in for Peter Sagal. It's Valentine's Day weekend, or as some people like to call it, oh God, it's Valentine's Day weekend! We'll see how people are celebrating in our quiz, plus we ask K-pop Demon Hunter star Arden Cho just how she gets it done, done, done. And Bill Curtis finishes off the donuts in the break room.
The threat has been neutralized.
We'll ask who's really blowing up the party on our quiz, coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got a rainy morning and rain throughout the early afternoon. Highs today only in the low to mid 50s. It's 52 and raining in Manhattan, 52 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of...
Plus, we'll take you to the very threshold of pain with Brass Impact. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Speaking of Valentine's Day, support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, presenting Darwin Day, Valentine's Edition. Today, 1:30 to 4:30. Facts about Darwin and the wild world of animal courtship and mating. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. And from Delicious Del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors. Located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicious Del Sur's Facebook page. You're listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
Today on Prairie Journal, Stories of Community. It's part of our Kansas 250 bookshelf.
It's a place where if you want to party a little bit, there is room for that.
Communities have a cycle and transition naturally from hopeful beginning to thriving to struggling to ending their days as vessels for nostalgia and reflection, but also for rebirth.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join us for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Creating options and information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org. We've got a rainy morning. It might clear off a bit this afternoon, and then again a 30% chance of rain tonight. Our highs today in the low to mid 50s, right about where we are right now. Highs tomorrow in the low 60s. It's 53 and raining here in Lawrence, 52 in Emporia, 52 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and your part-time controller. Special
and best-selling. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Nagin Farsad, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour. When you make a planned gift to KPR, you can support Kansas Public Radio for years to come. Some of our options include assets like stocks, bonds, CDs, even real estate. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. The time is 11 o'clock.
There was a young girl who was standing
by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser, Saturday, February 28th, 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. We've still got rain throughout the KPR listening area. Highs today in the mid-50s. This is KPR.
This is the Moth Reunion at home, where a lovely secret is revealed. When the Moth Radio Hour continues...
Support for the Moth comes from Odoo. Odoo streamlines every aspect of your company in one simple and efficient business management platform. More information at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Delicias de Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors. Located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias de Sur's Facebook page. And from the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artist Berger Sirzain, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Edward, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour on KPR.
You're listening.
And presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and everything else, go to our website. TheMoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, Kid Logic. Kids applying perfectly logical arguments and coming up with totally wrong answers. That's just ahead on This American Life on KPR. Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, presenting Darwin Day, Valentine's Edition, this afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30. Facts about Darwin and the wild world of animal courtship and mating. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. And from Historic Lecompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays through March 1st. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. KPR is throwing a big party. Have you heard? Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating our 30th anniversary. Join us February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence for live music by Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica cocktail. You can find a complete schedule of events for the weekend and get your tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. We still have a good chance of rain this afternoon. It's raining and 54 in Lawrence, 53 in Topeka. This is KPER.
Rebecca remembers exactly when she learned the astonishing truth.